Hey everyone, welcome back to another episode of SYD Life. Today we're going to be joined with a guest, Erica, and she's going to be talking to us about how to end friendships well.
Yes.
Transition that.
It's going to be so good.
Yeah, talk to me.
I start every transition with a giant or a giant well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's better than a teeny
At least I have some conviction.
Girl goes big. Don't want to go home.
I'm going to try not to say it. Have you heard?
Wow.
There's a lot that's happened in the past week.
Yeah.
It's been a little bit overwhelming in the news.
Oh, you're overwhelmed.
I'm a bit overwhelmed.
You okay?
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Getting through it.
Didn't talk?
Maybe after. I'll just like offload my, you know, all my stuff. Something that's exciting for us and other Australian TV fans is that next year, Australian Survivor
is
a 2-season year.
Yeah, this is like,
it's massive.
I've got some fears.
Okay.
If you're not a Survivor fan,
you're screwed.
Prayers, thoughts, condolences.
We'll be like,
it's top tier TV.
The Survivor fans will be insufferable all year long. Oh.
And as you know, we run a meme account.
Yeah. Aussie
memes for Survivor.
Survivor memes for Aussie Screams. And it's got the number 4.
How do we not even know our own tag?
Well, yeah, I tried to log back into it this week to like post some memes, jump on the hype. And
We're big time Survivor fans. Outwit, outlast, outplay. I will be voting Charlotte off this podcast at some point.
But we should do like a whole thing.
It's a double season.
It's a double season.
I guess my only fear is America's been doing double seasons forever annually.
It's like,
and they're like,
the thing is,
it's not as good, I think.
Yeah, the thing is that like, will we get sick of it?
Mm.
That's the fear. And that can be, like, that is with anything ever.
Yeah, it's just oversaturated.
Yeah. It's like you...
When you have to wait a year for something,
yeah,
I'm hungry by the time that season comes around.
Oh, yeah.
And it better be good.
It's
and
like...
This year didn't satiate.
No.
So maybe I need a double.
Yeah. Because one of them is the Australia versus the world. Which means our Aussie favourites are coming back.
That's insane.
Oh, who would you want? I know you have Shawnee.
Yes.
But apart from Shawnee, who would you want?
King David. Not from the Bible.
Gosh, King David.
Yeah, King David. Yeah.
I'd want Geordie.
Geordie. Sure.
But he did come back, but do you remember?
Yeah.
He came back he was just like not in it because he was like
he was a bit salty. Yeah.
I just want to go back to my family. So maybe I'd want Jesse back.
Oh, the little
the younger brother.
He was sweet.
Yeah.
He got
done for.
I think he'd be a bit like, I got taken advantage of.
Yeah, he would go bitter.
No one's gonna push me over this time.
And then they would. All the best to them.
Huge, huge, huge.
Yeah.
Someone's stuck in space.
Two people are stuck in space.
What do you mean? And it's not the billionaire who just walked on the moon.
No.
Billionaires need to stop going at...
They need to stop. But
under the water, out of space.
It's not ending
well.
This is like quite a story. So I'll summarize as quickly as possible. And if you are claustrophobic, like I wouldn't recommend listening, but you'll be fine.
Well, I don't like getting like a tightly packed bed.
Have you done that before?
Yeah, like you got a hotel and it's.
I thought you meant just like with heaps of other people in it.
Why like, is that the assumption? No, the sheets are like so tightly packed.
Yeah, it's horrible. You have to like dislocate your
breathe,
you have to dislocate your shoulder trying to like yank it.
Yeah, yeah. I will rip every sheet out to feel
totally.
Any sense of ease.
Basically, there's astronauts stuck in space. So
what country?
What do you mean?
Where are they from?
They're
not aliens.
They're from America. Okay. Let me tell you.
Yeah, yeah.
So Boeing, the American company that makes all the planes, like Boeing 737, they built a spaceship for like the last, it's been going on for like a decade where they've been trying to get a Boeing spaceship in space.
Sounds like.
Never really worked.
They shouldn't have.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So basically they have already had 2 failed launches this year.
Oh, gosh.
But they finally got them up. I think it was like June or July.
Yeah.
They were supposed to go to the International Space Station for 8 days.
Yeah.
Come back down.
Yeah.
They got there and the spaceship kind of was like, there was like a helium leak or something where it meant that it was like, oh, we'll just stay for a bit longer, get it fixed, it'll be fine. basically,
it's been 3 months.
It's been 3 months, and they aren't coming back until February next year because the the spaceship has just been sent back to Earth.
What?
Because it's like completely broken, pretty much.
It can do that?
Apparently. Wow. I think it was like never really that
autopilot.
Safe.
Autopilot.
Yeah. I know.
What do you mean it was never really that
safe? So then
safe?
These astronauts were supposed to go for a week. And then they're there until so for 8 months. For 8 months.
They got food for that?
Apparently.
Wow.
Here are my questions.
Actually, that's like, have you seen that meme where they, when they sent that first female into space for a week and they sent like 140 tampons? They're like, this is ridiculous. But maybe this is why.
Maybe this is why.
Because it could turn into 8 months.
I don't understand why they just can't send another spaceship.
Or a dog.
I haven't seen that movie.
Space dog. It's not a movie. Oh. It's just a dream.
Oh. Sorry. I don't understand why they can't just send a regular run-of-the-mill NASA spaceship up to get them and bring them home.
Mm-hmm.
Why is that such a problem?
Well, I don't think NASA like just has a bunch of spaceships
I think
lying
they
around.
Do
they?
Yes. What else is their job if they don't build and send spaceships to space? Because if they aren't
NASA,
National Astronomical Society America, perhaps is what I think it stands for.
Their job is to like make some great stock footage.
Get the annual photo of the Earth.
They're still looking for water.
I thought they found someone.
I don't know. I've given up.
Anyway, it's so all the best to them. I can't remember their names, but I think their last names are Wilmore and Wilson. But like they're just
Wilson. Wow.
Yeah. So
Wilmore.
It's like
doesn't hit the same.
It's major.
Huge. Okay. Well, let's touch base in Feb.
Yeah. We'll see how they're at.
Let's loop back.
But just like imagine going on a work trip for a week.
Yeah.
And then they're like sucked in. You can't come back for 8 months.
8 months. What if you had a baby on the way?
Surely they wouldn't allow that.
People do weird things.
Yeah.
Weird.
Yeah.
Well, should we get into it?
We should get into it. Just ponder over that.
Yeah,
for
this
the next
podcast
8 months.
Will be way more lighthearted than that.
It should be. Well, it should be. But I spoke to Erica Calderon a few days ago.
Yes.
About how seasons change,
mm-hmm.
people change. Wait, what's that quote? It's like, things change, people change. High School Musical too. Gabrielle talking to Troy.
Okay, that's not quite High School Musical.
Why not?
It loses us credibility.
No,
it does.
No way.
It just lost many people to stop listening. They didn't even
get
to Erica.
We'll come back.
Okay.
But yeah, she's so wise, so generous with insight. Such a great chat. I was so lucky and you will be too to listen to what she has to say.
Great. Let's do it.
Let's do it. We are now here with Erica Calderon. She has been an amazing member of C3 SYD for, did you say 6 years?
Yes.
6 years.
Six
and
years.
Then has come all the way from Toronto before that.
Yeah.
A registered nurse. She works at UTS, which I attend as a student, which is very fun. As a registered nurse.
Yes.
Doing amazing things and just a wonderful human.
Thank you.
So we are so blessed. I'm so thankful to have you on the podcast today.
Thanks for asking me to come.
And like we said, we are talking about friendships coming to an end,
yes.
seasons ending, seasons changing. I sometimes think of it as like a friendship breakup.
Yes. I know, that's an intense.
I know, it's a bit, maybe that's a few years after things happen. But yeah, kind of like friendships coming to an end. Mm. Which is a big topic.
Yeah.
But the reason I wanted to talk about this, I had it on like a list as like a topic to kind of get to eventually with this podcast, because it was like such a prominent thing when I asked people what they wanted to hear about.
Really?
And I was like, okay, like
that's interesting.
Yeah, like totally been there. Even thinking like coming out of high school,
yeah,
going into uni or a gap year, whatever. Just like so much change happens. Mm. And so, yeah, do you have anything just like off the bat, just in terms of like why it is a good thing to talk about?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, when you told me what the topic was, I was like, oh, that's really interesting.
Yeah.
And also good that people are eager to learn more about friendships and navigate friendships. I think they're a big part of everyone's life.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess we as a Christian and people who aren't Christians.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think we all just desire to be known.
Totally.
Desire to be loved, desire for connection.
Yeah.
And friendships are a big part of everyone's life. And mm-hmm. some people might feel that they struggle to make friends. Some people might feel they struggle to keep friends.
Yeah.
And some people, you know, navigating friendships is an evolving thing. So totally. I think it's great to talk about it.
Yeah, yeah. Absolutely. I know friendships, it's, and at the age that like we're at, it's just it surrounds you. It's like the it's the people in your life.
Yeah, totally.
And so it can be massive when things come to an end. If
yes.
it's like
yep.
sudden, or if it's maybe like a long kind of thing. And, you know, just like any relationship, there might be a moment where you kind of have to go, oh my gosh, do we keep going? Do we stop? And like, what do you do when you have that realization? Because it can be so daunting and so scary if you kind of have to like go, okay, I have to have like a crucial conversation with this person.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Do you want to speak into kind of what we do?
Yeah, sure. I think I've always really valued creating friendships because I think friendships have been the biggest relational currency of my life so far.
Yeah.
I moved out of home early and, you know, friendships were really how a lot of my emotional needs have been met through my life.
Yeah.
So I think it's a really big topic because it can be multiple different things. So I think there's big season changes and I've gone through a lot of changes moving country, moving jobs even, going from university to work, going from high school to university, whatever your stage of life is.
Yeah.
I think that will affect your friendships. Mm-hmm. So I think when you're anticipating a friendship kind of coming to an end or you're sensing that things are changing or it's not really the way it was before or you need something different in a relationship or you, I don't know, there could be a million different reasons, right? I think we have a responsibility to continue being emotionally healthy people and growing in that, and no one does anything perfectly when it comes to ending things. So I guess, should we talk about like a really close friendship ending or just like a seasonal, where do we start?
Maybe let's start with a close friend.
Okay,
Yeah.
Okay. I guess in my experience, well, when I was thinking about this topic, I was thinking like, you don't want to be an expert in breaking up friendships.
Totally.
So I was I'm like,
I should say we got Erica on because she is so wise and so beautiful.
No, because she just cuts everyone out of her life.
Not at all.
No, but I think, it's a really important thing to talk about. And talking about hard things is good and important and to be vulnerable.
Yeah.
So I think if you're, I'm thinking of my life and I became a Christian a bit later in life.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't really grow up a Christian. So I think my transition into becoming a Christian and navigating that journey, changing a lot of things about my lifestyle, shook up a lot of my friendships.
Totally.
This was a while ago, but I think that would be a moment in my life where I actually had to intentionally end some friendships that were really not helpful.
Yeah.
Because the Bible, like, ending a friendship is actually a really big deal. It would take a lot of consideration. And I would say that you shouldn't be ending friendships on a whim or if with one upset thing. Because I think we should have the character and push through learning how to have good conversations and learning how to navigate friendships well through boundaries and, and navigating expectations and all that good stuff.
Yes.
But when you do really feel like, you know what, this friendship is, this isn't good for either me or this other person.
Yeah.
And we really need to maybe be less, you know, tight or close.
Totally.
I think there's a couple of things I would maybe advise or recommend that you have wise counsel around you. Because I think from your perspective, it can be skewed because of emotions or something that may have happened.
And things can be heightened. Yeah, totally. Yeah.
I'm always looking for people generations above me and ahead of me to just run things by. Because there's a difference between gossiping about someone being like, oh, my friend did this.
Yes.
And then just saying, I'm struggling. I don't have peace with this relationship and I need wisdom.
Yeah.
So totally. I would Yeah, I work hard to like find people in my life that are wise, that I trust, that I could just call up and say, I actually need to chat about something. Totally. I would like your perspective.
Yeah.
Right? Because have you ever had someone who's actually, I think this is a you thing. Yeah. You need to work this out.
Yeah. And even like I've even had someone say to me, like, it actually seems like you want to sustain this friendship. Yeah. Like, it seems like it's worth kind of pushing through.
It's worth pushing through. Absolutely.
Like, oh, totally.
Yeah. And I'm just emotional about it. Yeah. Or I'm not thinking clearly about it. Totally. Yeah.
It's such a good point.
Yeah. So I think seeking wisdom, because a friendship ending, I think, is a big deal and can possibly hurt someone. Like, the Bible calls us to be loving towards one another, devoted, carrying each other's burdens, forgiving each other. So all of that is within friendships.
Yeah.
So we should be honoring and respecting and growing together.
Yeah.
Naturally, it can happen that you need to part ways. So it's not a quick and easy decision. Yeah. It's kind of the emphasis there.
Yeah.
Getting wise counsel. But then also, I think whenever I have struggled with a friendship, I always reflect on myself to think, like, did I miss an opportunity in this friendship where I should have set boundaries or where I should have talked about something earlier?
Totally. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, if it gets to some, you know, a lot of times if someone is relying on a friend, or if you are relying on a friend for things that you should be getting from Jesus, that friendship won't last, because that really burden is not something that you should be, like, your friend should carry or that you should carry for somebody. There's just, it's not,
it can't work,
it won't work.
So
it's good to, when you think of a friendship and you don't have peace about it, or something's not going well, whether it's you or the other person, like, just really looking, because it's a learning opportunity to say, where should we have maybe set boundaries or had a conversation about what's going wrong here? And it's not a natural kind of separation.
Yeah, it can be scary as well when you think, like, if it's someone that you've been friends with for years.
Yes.
And it's like, things were never set up. Like, it might have come out of high school.
Yeah,
and it's
have snowballed into something that it shouldn't have been.
But yeah, I feel like it's, like, never really too late to have those conversations. And sometimes. Yeah.
No. And I think that there's, it's okay to reset expectations and change and try to change a course of a friendship. Yeah. And then there is times when you actually need to end friendships. Like, there are those times.
Yeah.
They're few and far between.
Yeah.
But I think we need to, we all, and as young, like, generations before me, even in my stage of life, learning how to have, you know, those conversations that are hard.
Yeah.
Or just say, I don't, like, I don't know. So I struggle if someone has expectations of me that I
can't meet.
Can't meet.
Yeah.
It's a lot. It makes you kind of dread and stressful, and you leave kind of feeling burdened. And, and so it's actually my responsibility to say to somebody, I actually, what are your expectations of me here? Because I, you know, I know maybe if you're struggling and I just don't know what to say, or if I'm the right person to help you through this kind of thing.
It's so true.
Have you ever had, you know, in been in a position where you have to have a pretty, it may be confrontational conversation about expectations?
Yeah. I feel like
in a friendship.
Yeah. With friendships, it's, I feel like it's never gone super smooth. But yeah, in terms of just being like I think back to kind of like more like high school, because I'm blessed with such amazing friends. But yeah, just in high school where it was like, I it's so funny. There's like a joke on this podcast. I always talk about how I had high school in COVID years. Like, I graduated in 2021.
Yeah.
So I always bring it up and everyone gets so sick of me. But
you're a COVID kid.
Oh yeah. But yeah, that like, how it was just, it was such a rough time for everyone. And so just being like trying to be there for friends, but then also struggling on my own, and just like having to be like, we can't keep going down this path of just putting all our burdens on each other.
Yeah.
But yeah, that conversation, I look back in hindsight and I'm like, was not very mature about it at all. But yeah, just like, but learning from that
100%
and being like, like, wow, it is, was such an important conversation to have, and good stuff did come out of it, because at least it was on the table. And just like getting it out of like your like my mind being like, I just need to say this. But yeah, and in more recent times, even like I'm really great friends with my sister, someone that I'm like just really close
That's
with.
Amazing.
But yeah, and just like learning how to get better at communicating with her is something that like I think it's like so worth it.
Yeah.
That like the uncomfortableness of it all is like, it's so worth it being like really awkward and like really horrible. But yeah, just that whole like just trying to have an open relationship with people in terms of communication. But yeah.
And setting expectations as well. Like I think I catch myself sometimes thinking, being disappointed in a friendship or yes. something, and then thinking to myself, I actually didn't, I wasn't clear with my expectations yeah. anyways, or what yeah. I, or shared what I needed. Because yeah. people can't read your mind.
It's true.
And friends aren't expected to read your mind. Yeah. They're expected to share your life together. And yeah. It's our your own responsibility mm-hmm. to communicate what you need, or if something yeah. didn't sit well with you, why, like yeah, who are why? You like
yeah
this is a mm. learning experience of your friend learning mm. about you,
yeah,
you also figuring out yourself yeah. along the way,
yeah,
because it's so important to, like, we are we need to be in community,
yeah,
like that's we how we grow, and yeah, and yeah. you admitting that you didn't do a conversation perfectly,
yeah,
that's great. You can you can yeah, apologize for exactly. something that didn't go well, yeah, and just reconcile that, but also yeah. taking steps to grow in
totally
in that, right?
Yeah,
so
yeah, I think yeah. expectations is such a good point,
yes,
and stuff that, like, we forget constantly,
yeah,
it's like
people
yeah.
can't read your mind.
I know,
you have to communicate who you are and how you yeah, yeah how you work.
Like, I'll leave hanging out with a friend and I'll be like really tired
mm.
and I'm like, wait, I just should have told them yeah. but like yeah. we just needed to yeah it's amazing. And mm. then if we also kind of shift gears to, like, maybe you are, like, in a group of friends.
Yeah.
And you're like, maybe I need to leave this friend group.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. Kind of what can we do in that situation? I feel like it happens so much in high school, and maybe not as often when you come out of high school, but still.
I think it still shifts.
Yeah.
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 I think. So I have gone through different seasons of my life of mm. transitioning from not being a Christian to being a Christian. Mm-hmm. And that was, like I mentioned, a really yeah. big transition.
Yeah, of course.
Because I, excuse me, mm. I really value people, like my friendships where yeah. they don't have faith in Jesus. Those are still very valuable yes. friendships.
Yeah.
But I was finding that in my group of friends, actually, people were challenging me in a really disrespectful way mm. about the changes in my life.
Yeah.
And I was just feeling this call to turn around and mm. walk a different way.
Yeah.
And the things that we had in common weren't, like, with this friendship group.
Yeah.
We didn't have in common anymore.
Yeah.
So yeah. that's not to say, oh, cut out all people that don't no. believe the same things as you yeah, at no, all. No. It's so important to mm-hmm. have friendship groups in different areas of your life.
Yeah.
But it came to a point where I found that my friends couldn't actually respect the changes yeah. that I was making.
Yeah.
And so I can respect their choices, and they mm-hmm. a couple of people weren't able to respect mine.
Yeah.
And they were close friends that I did a lot of years of yeah, life right. with. And so it was a really big deal to decide, you know what? If they can't handle these changes yeah. in my life that technically don't affect them personally, yeah. you know what I mean?
Yes, like, I totally.
Just, yeah.
Yeah.
But I think when I changed, they made a lot of assumptions about, mm-hmm. about
yeah.
my faith and what that yeah. was going to mean for me.
Yeah.
And so I did have to have a couple of frank conversations and actually break up with a friend, which yeah. was really intense. And
yeah.
I still think of that person
yeah.
A lot, and just yeah. think, wow, I wish that happened differently, but no, I yeah. was in a position where I actually
mm-hmm.
I was going to be so held back in my journey,
totally,
where I was called to
yeah.
go
yeah
if I stayed mm-hmm. in relationship with a couple of people that weren't able to handle that change
yeah.
in my life.
Yeah.
So that was a huge season where things just shifted, and
yeah,
and I also had to just realize that sometimes, like, not all friendships are lifelong.
It's
there
true,
are
yeah.
some, like,
yeah.
golden friendships that are yeah. lifelong.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of friendships that I think God puts in your life for a season, and things change and it evolves into something
yeah.
else.
Yeah, totally.
Mm.
Yeah, it happens so often, hey.
Yeah. And that's like, okay. Like, yeah. let's just say that's okay.
Yeah, absolutely. You know what I mean? I know, and yeah, and like yeah. sometimes it can be like a massive thing.
Mm.
But then also it can just be like so not a big deal as well, I feel.
Yeah.
Like, sometimes it's just like, actually, like, if it is that it's like, actually, I just, like, feel really called to this group of people.
Yeah.
I'm just going to hang out with them.
Yeah.
And if it's just like a natural shift.
Yeah.
I think that is a great thing too.
Yeah.
But yeah.
And you should be thinking also about, like, I don't know, like, I'm in a season where I really am having deep conversations and sorting out, like, I have questions about bigger things in life and yeah. like, you know, beyond my job and beyond
yeah.
Kind of just the day to day. And
yeah.
I think seeking out friend like new friend groups and new friendships totally. Is also really healthy and really good
absolutely,
too. Because sometimes
yeah.
you can kind of get stuck
yeah.
just with what's comfortable and yeah. actually growing
totally.
Into meeting new people and having
yeah.
new perspectives in
this
your life
is like,
also healthy.
Yeah, this is yeah. happening in my life at the moment. Mm. I have like because I've been in this church my whole life
yeah
and there was a girl that like went to another church in Sydney part of C3 and we like would see each other at like conferences every year and the last few years has moved to this church
yeah.
and now we're like such great friends and it's like so exciting and like
yeah.
so fun having like
yeah.
new really beautiful friendships and it's like hilarious we always go like we knew who we
yeah.
like we knew each
yeah,
other
yeah. and now the time is
yeah
the time is right
yeah the time is right and
yeah.
it's just like like I always see like TikToks of like the like friends you make in your 20s are like
yeah.
so special because it's just like you're entering a new phase and it's so exciting to do that with new people. So yeah, love friendships.
Yeah.
Love, they're the best. The next question is kind of, we've kind of touched on it, be interesting to talk about it a bit more, is just like how we can differentiate between like a temporary conflict and like actually
yeah.
an ending of a friendship.
Yeah, I think
it's
that's
a big
a good
question.
Yeah, no, I think it's a valuable question.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I think again back to needing to get wisdom if it's a
mm-hmm.
if it's a
totally.
Big deal.
Yeah,
and I think a temporary conflict. I think with conflict, we need to be able to hold two things. We
mm-hmm.
need to be able to hold whatever the opinion is in the conflict that's polarizing.
Yeah.
And also we need to hold our responsibility to love people and forgive
yeah,
people
totally.
And do life with people and be
yeah.
and be healthy and
yeah.
talk about things
mm-hmm.
and disagree. A
yeah.
healthy person is able to disagree with their friend.
Totally.
A healthy friendship is able to
yeah.
have conversations.
Yeah, and wrestle through things.
And wrestle
yeah.
through things and
yeah.
and to hold your opinion but also hold your friendship.
Mm-hmm.
So I think I get really sad when I see people yeah. friendships divide because of just one conflict
yeah.
or one difference of opinion.
Yeah.
I kind of saw that a little bit with COVID and politics
totally.
And stuff. And like in North America, especially, it was quite polarizing. And
mm-hmm.
I saw that with some friends and
yeah.
family.
Yeah.
And that made me so sad. It's
yeah.
like, oh, we should be able to hold
yeah.
two things.
Totally.
We should be able to hold like our opinions and we should be able to
yeah.
hold our friendships and,
yeah.
and still value
yeah.
somebody.
Absolutely.
But I do think that there's times... I think the main thing that happens when friendships need to really end is back to that point of if someone is relying on you
mm-hmm.
or you're relying on someone else for
yeah.
something that you need to find in Jesus,
mm-hmm.
it's just not gonna,
yeah.
it's if you are not in a healthy spot with Jesus and your security and your foundation is not secure and you are needing
yes.
someone else
yep.
to feel secure and feel loved and feel, you know, it like too much.
Yes.
I think you can't interfere with the work that God is doing in someone's life. Like that
yep.
person
totally
needs to really find that
yep.
in God.
And yes.
And their relationships flourish
mm-hmm.
out of that.
Yeah.
So I think there are times if there's something super unbalanced
mm-hmm.
in a friendship where, you know, you are adapting to someone's maladaptive behavior, like
mm-hmm.
they're trying to cope with something in their life and you're
yeah.
you're giving something you don't possess anymore, you know, like it
yes.
just there's times when
yeah.
I actually do think that you have to remove yourself so that person
can
actually find the
yes.
source, which
totally.
Is God,
yes.
right? And that's a really hard thing to do because,
yeah.
I mean, I struggled to be with people pleasing for a long time because
mm-hmm.
I was striving to feel loved and striving to be
yeah.
feel connected and secure.
Mm-hmm.
And I've come a long way, and I praise God for that.
Yeah.
Because I've seen that in myself too.
Totally.
If I'm really struggling,
yeah.
and I'm like calling my friends and talking,
yeah.
and then am I draining the light? Like
yeah.
I'm probably draining them. You
yeah,
know, you have
totally.
To think about it. It's not just, oh, everyone else, you know,
mm-hmm.
I'm not saying friendship breakups happen just because of the other person.
No.
Like there are times when I'm struggling.
Totally.
And I'm over relying on my friends
yeah.
to listen when really I actually just need to sit with God and
yeah.
I need to
work it out.
I need to work it out or I need
yeah.
someone to just direct me back to Jesus and not try to fix my problems.
Yeah.
So I think a lot of big issues come when we either need and are really relying too heavily and burdening our friends way too much with things that we need to balance out with our relationship with God.
Yeah.
Or also that if we're trying to be God and try to help someone or fix something or give advice and talk into things that we don't have the capacity to handle.
Yeah.
It just gets super unbalanced. Yeah, and I think that's when things like explode and it needs to end.
Yeah.
Like that's the true messy time when it's like, whoa, this is hurting someone else. Yeah. Like both people are hurting. There's an uneven balance of relying on people.
Yes.
It's maybe an unhealthy dependency on somebody.
Yeah.
If there's any kind of manipulation or control or you feel guilty about, you know, like a friend, you know, should respect each other's capacities.
Absolutely,
I've seen it in, I'll admit it, like I've seen it in myself where I've really relied too much or put too much of a burden on my friendships and I've had to kind of check in with them and say, look, my expectation of you in this season is like way too high.
Yeah, totally.
And so I'm able now to have those conversations with my friends and apologize for putting too much of a burden on them, even though we're called temporarily, you know, to carry each other's burdens and whatnot. But if you're carrying a burden for someone for way too long and it's not changing and it's, you know, and they're not going to Jesus and they're really struggling and relying on you. Mm. I just think it's too much pressure.
Yeah,
and I don't think friendships are meant to hold that. You know?
Yeah.
And it's hard to say that because I don't want to sound extreme where you only think of your needs and you don't carry each other's burdens. And there's always a balance again of your friends going through a hard season. You know, some of my friends are having babies right now and I'm trying to navigate, oh, how do I support them? And how do I be a good friend in this season?
Yeah.
And it's so new to me.
Mm-hmm.
And that's great. That's like a challenge for me now, right? Like, cause it's new.
Yeah. Totally.
And so we are supposed to carry each other's burden and have grace for each other and navigate changing situations. But I do think, I guess the identifier, like your question being, so when do we know?
Mm.
It's hard to say.
It's hard to say, hey.
It's really about having wisdom and really just checking in with your checks and balances of saying what's the pattern here. Have we tried boundaries? Have we tried conversations? Have we tried to navigate this? Have I told this other person my expectations? Have I you know,
it's
like
so true,
it's really about like I don't think we should just cut things off and throw it out.
No,
you do your best to have wisdom and pray about it. But I do think there are times, even though it's really difficult to stop either enabling bad behavior or being in a situation that's not bringing life or fruit. And take time apart.
Totally.
But to navigate that is like really full on as well.
It's
if it's a close friend that's really involved in your life.
Yeah, totally. And it can be, you never want to get to a point where you're just like really frustrated or like, like resentful.
Or treating someone like the way that you don't, that you shouldn't be treating them.
So it's really good stuff. The kind of like last question that I have is kind of just what to do with either like the guilt of maybe ending a friendship or even just like the relief of ending a friendship, kind of like navigating the like, I don't know, not feeling bad about feeling relieved, but just like kind of when that stuff comes into it. Sorry, it's such a big question.
I think that if you are feeling relieved to have a friendship ending, that's a sign that things have been unhealthy for a long time. But I don't think you should feel guilty if a friendship ends and you've done everything you can to really be transparent. Because I think ignoring and ghosting people and just if you were a really close friend and then you just stop picking up your phone or you stop hanging out because that's your intention of I'm just going to like
leave
without talking about it. I don't
yeah,
that's not really respectful. No. I think actually you're showing someone that you love them and that you respect them by having difficult conversations and by coming to the table and respecting them enough to say, look, I love you, but this is, I'm struggling with this friendship, and I'm seeing these things and I can't really do this anymore. Like, that's actually a sign that you actually really love and care.
Yeah, totally.
So I don't think you should feel guilty about ending something if you've done your best to care for that person, to respect that person, but also respect yourself and what you know that you have to go separate ways. Mm-hmm. And I think having integrity in that process should eliminate guilt.
Yes.
Should help you to eliminate guilt. You might still feel, oh, you know, you struggle with, I don't want to be mean or rude or this or that. And again, I still think having really real conversations is loving.
Totally.
And it's respectful.
Totally.
So I wouldn't, if you're like ghosting and ignoring people in there and saying, hey, can we hang out? Or what? Like, that's not,
no,
you might feel guilty about that because you're like, yeah, because like, they're a lot, they didn't handle it well. They're in the dark.
Yeah.
But I think, I think you should really have integrity with how you walk out at end of a friendship and really come to the table and share.
Yeah.
But it's also okay to share, because sometimes I think if you share some of the concerns or issues that you have, that person might want to fix it, and you might decide, like, actually, it's not, like, I just don't see us working through that. It's something that I just can't carry anymore.
Yeah.
And that can be really difficult. That's, and feelings tough, will be hurt, right? Like, it's hard. But I think it's impossible for a situation that is that extreme to not be messy.
Totally.
Right? You can't avoid it. It's not, you can't do it perfectly. And again, if you walked through a situation like that, I think you would learn a lot about yourself and how to navigate future relationships.
Totally.
But you just have to trust that actually sometimes, like, if you think of any other hard thing that you've gone through in your life, that it's produced something in you.
Totally.
It produces fruit in both people, hopefully down the line. And just I guess that's what I have to say. But I'm like, oh my gosh, it's such a big question.
It's such a big question.
And it's like, we're talking about these extreme scenarios.
Yeah, totally. Yeah.
That are really difficult.
Yeah.
But,
I think the key is like what you said right at the top, where it's just like, just have good counsel around you.
Yeah, absolutely.
And just, take things like this with caution and care.
Yeah.
Right? And just with wisdom and like slow.
Mm.
And then obviously there's outlier situations that, like, you know, things happen and whatever.
Mm.
But yeah, I think that's painted such a great picture of like the reality of being a young adult and and how tough these things can be.
Yeah,
they can important and fruitful. Not letting things like sit and fester, I feel, you know.
If there's anything to take away, I think it's to try to avoid that end result of having to break up with a friendship.
Totally.
Like, it happens, and it's not like, don't, okay, it happens, but I would just encourage people to really dig down into, especially as a young person, to just have awareness why you've come to the conclusion of certain things and how you react to things, and learning about yourself, learning how to connect with other people, and learning how to be an emotionally healthy person.
Totally.
Is a very long journey.
Totally.
That will all be on forever.
Forever and ever.
But I think that there's a lot of work that we need to do in relationships and friendships to keep them healthy. And so, I think just to identify the places in your friendship early on to have those healthy conversations will prevent a lot of messiness in the end, I think.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much. Like, honestly, this has been so helpful.
Oh, great.
I know, like, so many people will be so blessed hearing this. Thank you for your time, for your wisdom.
It's a pleasure.
I feel like we could talk for hours.
I know.
I'm like, we need to do a part two. But yeah, thank you so much.
No, I hope it's helpful
Erica.
In any way. Yeah, great.
Yes.
Thanks for inviting me.
Of course. Thank you. Well, thank you so much, Erica.
That was amazing.
Yeah, she's really good.
Yep.
I just was like, she's like journeyed through so much and has
done it well.
Just done it so well.
Yep.
And yes, such great advice, because it's such a real thing that happens to all of us. So hope you guys enjoyed that. We're going to change the mood a little bit.
Okay.
So my family, along with like a lot of the world at the moment, have become obsessed with this game show called The 1% Club. Have you heard of this?
Yeah. It's on like Channel 9.
It's on Channel 9.
Okay.
But the British version is really good.
Okay.
You can watch it on 7 Plus.
I believe that.
Actually, it's on Channel 7.
Australia ruins many things. Yes.
Anyway, we're like so obsessed with it. My family are on like the waiting list to go and be on it.
Wait, can a whole family? Oh, you'd be in the crowd.
No, to be like on it.
Oh.
So how it works is there's 100 people.
Yep.
And like the crowd is the contestants.
Mm-hmm.
And they do, I don't know how many questions they do, but it's like there's a 90% question, an 85% question.
I usually get out at the
85%. Really? Well, the Laidlaws are really good at it.
Yeah.
Lucy gets it, like Lucy could win.
Lucy.
She's so, anyway. But basically, I've brought some questions for you.
Okay.
And I had to print them out because it's like,
I just told you I don't get past the second question.
Some of them I've brought.
This is cool.
I've brought one 1% question for you. And the reason I've printed it out is because like you can't possibly, I can't audibly. Like you need the visual prompt. And so for people watching, I'll put it on the screen as well.
Okay.
But yeah, basically what happens is like there's 100 contestants. Can you tell that this is the first thing we've done? It's not even 10 a.m.
It's early.
It's early. It's early. There's 100 contestants.
Yes.
And people get out every round, and eventually it like models down to the 1% question. Yep. There might be one person left. There might be five people left. And when it gets to the 1% question, you can either take $10,000 and not do the 1% question. Oh. Or you can do the 1% question and get like up to $100,000, because every contestant there is worth $1,000, but sometimes they take the pass.
I'm taking the 10.
You're taking
I'm telling you right now, I'm taking the 10.
No, because then it's so cruel. They take the 10 and then they make them do the 1% question, and so many of them get it right. And so they're sitting there going, I could have just gotten $98,000. Anyway.
Which just shows I'm more risk adverse.
Okay, the first question,
Yep.
I think that this was maybe about a 50% question. So we're starting you quite hard, and then the other two are 1% questions.
Oh my gosh.
So
you don't want me to look good at all, do you?
I just was like drifting off
to
sleep.
Here's an impossible question. Here you go. Okay.
This one, you should be able to get.
Okay.
Now, and I'm also being nice because I'm not giving you a 60-minute countdown, but if you could keep it short, I would appreciate that.
60 minutes?
So this is the first question. Okay. It says, which animal is the 23rd in this sequence? And there's an...
Apple, ball, cat, dog. Oh, okay. A, B, C,
there he goes.
E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P, Q, R, S, T, U, V, W,
I actually didn't...
Y, Z. I did that so wrong.
Well, look at the options and eliminate some.
Is that a Glockenspiel?
It's a xylophone.
A xylophone. Okay, so we've got a rainbow for R, whale for W, xylophone, and a zebra. I'm going to go B, whale.
Incorrect.
Oh, xylophone
X,
with an
y,
X?
Z. Yes!
Oh, well, phonetically. I'd like to go C, xylophone with an X. Thank you. Hey, if I knew it was with an X... Often do I spell xylophone?
It's like the go-to.
I didn't even know what it was.
It's the go-to word starting with X.
I would say Xavier.
No.
X-Men. No. X-Men.
Never seen it.
X-Ray.
Yes, but no one thinks of that.
Hey.
Okay,
hey.
Well, you got out, so. So, this is not
Can
a
I try
normal.
Again?
Yeah. Okay, let me think. I think that.
I'm bummed I didn't get that.
I think this one's harder.
Okay.
So I'll give you this one.
Okay.
So this is, wait, let me read it out. What does it say?
Logically, which letter comes next in the sequence?
S-U-M-O-T-U-W-E-T-H-F-R-S.
Mm-hmm.
I need to get a clock ticking sound.
S-U-M-O, so I'm thinking Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, S-A.
Great. That's right. That was a 1% question.
No, it was not.
It was a 1% question. How crazy is that?
Because I just got 100K, baby.
Well, you took the 10, so you
actually
didn't.
Well, you didn't ask.
Interesting.
Redeemed. Okay, final question. Yep.
I think that this one is, I didn't get this one when this was on TV recently.
So good if I get it.
Yeah.
Okay.
But now that I know what it is.
It's really easy. But that's what all these are. Like, yeah. Once you know.
So it says logically what comes next in the sequence.
Oh, you love these.
Yeah.
E-I-N-N-E-N-T-E-E-E-L-N-V-E-E-L-T-V. Oh, there's options. Is it
yes.
A? E-E-H-I-N-R-T-T. Girl, I have no... B-E-E-F-N-O-R-T-U or C-E-E...
If you've just tuned in, Tyler's having a manic episode.
E-N-T. E-L-V... No, it's not about pronouncing. Oh, gosh.
Hold on, just pause. I'm trying to get something. I can't skip the ad on YouTube.
I just tried to look at it upside down.
Oh my gosh, longest ad in the world.
It's...
Oh, that's not...
Oh, that was...
Sorry, that was scary.
That was spooky.
Hold on. Game show.
I've got nothing currently. Hold on. Can I have a clue? Can I call a friend? Oh, gosh.
Pick one.
Wait, do I have 10 seconds?
Yeah.
Any, mini money, no catch. If it's good, let it go. Any, mini money. A.
Okay, let me see. I need to look at them. So the answer is 9, 10, 11, 12, but the letters are in alphabetical order, so it's A. 13. What did you say?
A.
Really?
Yes. Eeny, meeny, miny, moe got me to A.
Congratulations. We have a winner, but he...
Damn, they were just like...
But imagine having
up.
To do that in front of 99 people about to win $100,000. Like, you can't,
the
like...
The pressure. That music.
And because the one with this one, all the questions, because sometimes they're, like, really math-oriented. It's like, how many apples did Sally have? And they've just confused you.
Mm.
And then, like, there was one episode where I was like, so many number questions, and then the last question was like a word one, and like a mathematician made sense, and he was like, I have no idea, and he lost everything.
No.
Yeah, it was really horrible. So anyway,
well, thanks for inflicting that on me.
Some brain training for your Wednesday.
Just to be clear, I got 2 out of 3.
You did get 2 out of 3. That's pretty impressive.
That's a pass.
Yeah. So you would take the 10,000.
Depends how like confident I was feeling.
Yeah.
I mean, if I got down to the 1%, I might be feeling
I would
pretty confident.
My like because my family are on the waiting list to join, we've made an agreement. Just go as far as you can.
Yeah. Okay.
Because there's a thing that happens.
Are y'all splitting the 100?
We haven't gotten that far.
Oh, that's a guaranteed 25 each.
That's true.
I would make a contract.
We'd have to take it up with Lucy because she's the one that will actually get there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, this is in your interest.
Yeah. I'll do some negotiating.
Yes.
I'll do some negotiating.
Talk to her people.
Because it's just like, you may as well give it a go. You know?
Yep.
Anyway.
Yep.
Just great. Some food for thought. Would you take the 10,000?
Yeah, let us know. Would are you a 10,000 or are you going to risk it for
and
the
actually,
biscuit? $100,000 biscuit.
This is a good segue because next episode, we are talking to Sam Richards about budgeting, how to save money. So maybe I'll ask him what he thinks.
The stuff you don't want to talk about, but you got to.
You got to.
You got to.
So that's going to be a really good episode as well. Good. Sam is, I had a phone call with him this week.
Yep.
He's a great guy.
Good.
Really good guy. So good.
All right. Bring your spreadsheets.
Bring your spreadsheets. Bring your questions about budgeting. If you have anything at all, let us know.
Yes.
And we will see you next time for another episode of SID Life.
See you soon.
Thanks for tuning in.
Bye.
That was fun.
This podcast is produced by C3 SID Church. We exist to know Jesus, find community, and discover purpose. For information, head to c3sid.church. And for more content, go to @sidlife.podcast. Help us reach more people in Sydney by sharing this episode with a friend. See you next time.